Blog Talk Radio.
What we're gonna do right here is go back, way back, back into time, when the only people that existed were troglodytes. Cavemen, cave women, Neanderthal, troglodytes. Let's take the average caveman at home, listening to his stereo. This thing, he'd begin to move, something like this.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Dry Bones Connection on Wednesday night. This is Antoinette, and tonight's class is going to be with Brother Eddie, of course, and I have Brother Eddie with me. Brother Eddie?
Sister Antoinette, greetings. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. You're loud and clear.
Great.
Yes, and we're all set for tonight's class, August the 10th. This is the 10th, correct? Yes,
that is
August
correct.
The 10th. August the 10th,
2022.
When we're ready for class and we're anxious to learn about the numbers and how we can find our gifts and our purpose and the message with them. So we know that you're gonna feed us good food and get us up and raring, ready to go.
Most definitely. Most definitely, and as a norm, or as we always do,
mm-hmm.
acknowledging the ancestors with Ashe, the elders with Namaste, and with the family and friends and listening audience, love, honor, respect, and peace. And thank you for your time and space, and most of all, for this portion of your life that we share together. With that, Sister Antoinette, did you want to start with any current events, or you want to get straight on to it?
Well, let's get straight to it, and we'll, you know, if we have time at the end, then we can go to current events. Not unless you want to do current events, but, I mean, if not, we can always jump right to the class.
Let's do this. I'm always interested in what you bring with what I have already prepared for the class. So give me at least one current event that you wanted to give tonight.
Okay, well, okay, after Bill Maher, he claims that celebration is happening in the U.S. and the United States oversimplifies obesity epidemic. Forbes. It's the same what Bill Maher has been saying about the obesity epidemic in more ways than one. Back in 2019 on his HBO show, Real Time with Bill Maher, Maher literally asked people to fat shame others more, as I covered for Forbes. Yes, you heard that correctly. Now, in the latest episode of his show, Myers complained that America has gone from fat acceptance to fat celebration. Huh? Who said that there's been such a celebration? To justify this claim, Myers asserted that trend going on in America these days with rewriting science to fit ideology or just to fit what you really want to be. As you can see in the following tweet from Maher and the company's video, there's a disturbing trend going on in America these days with rewriting science to fit ideology. We've gone from fat acceptance to fat celebration. And just to be clear, Myers is not a scientist. During this segment, he also didn't represent any scientific studies or have any, you know, real live scientists present. Was he, in fact, presenting actual science, or was he rather rewriting science to fit his ideology or just to fit what he really wants reality to be? All right, now, with this, what I have to say is, all right, you're going through all of this for fat shame and you're worried about him not being a scientist, but you have people with this COVID mess and they're claiming to be doctors and everything, but you have scientists and doctors that are proving that what they're saying about COVID is not true, but that's being acceptable that you can't speak against COVID or any of this mess that they're trying to push in their agenda. Brother Eddie?
Okay, I'm here. Use the number of the word that is basically being pushed.
Okay.
That noun, pronoun word called food. Well, we'll be touching on that number tonight. Food comes to 14. And you are what you eat, physically and mentally. Food for thought.
Yeah.
That is 41. But the food, a lot of the meat that we eat, we know is not healthy. But the key to the 14 or the 5, 4 plus 1 plus 4 being 5, is fat. I'm talking about fat. Well, fat is 14.
Yes.
See? And I did a class years ago on America's acceptance, changing the word to obesity and making money off of obese people with all of these weight loss programs, pills, et cetera. So it is an acceptance because America is the most obese country in the world. When we look at all of the starving nations and other nations around the world, America, obesity has been beat hands down. So, yeah, there is a concern. But our concern right now would be focused on CERN, CERN being 14. But anyway, that's that dealing with that number behind the word 14 or the five, the single digit number being five. And before I really get started, for those who aren't aware of the alphabet code that we're always, or myself is referring to, is Marty Lee's code of the English alphabet of pi. So,
And in the description, I have put the YouTube links for Marty Lee, where the one with pi and the other one with 666. So anyone, you know, if you want to go in deeper to really understand this, I suggest that you check out the YouTube of Marty Leeds doing this so that you can see it as well as hear it from Brother Eddie, but you're also able to see it from Marty Leeds through his YouTube.
Thank you for that, Sister Antoinette. This class, going back to our last class, with a quote from Bruce Lee, "The art of fighting without fighting." And again, understanding the number behind the words, that we can change, shape, and manifest. When we see the art is no more than truth. So when we look at it as the truth of thinking without fighting, because the fighting is the same number as thinking, as truth is the same number as art. But that five, again, that thought, is where it all occurs from. Thought being faster than light. You are what you think. So, again, we think it, we say it, we do it. When we say it, the thought has already passed in our mind, in our brain.
Yes.
I thank you for the quote for this week's show, again, coming from Bruce Lee. It's very, very relevant to class. And Bruce Lee's quote is, "Don't speak about yourself negatively, even as a joke. Your body doesn't know the difference between the words. Words are energy, and they cast spells. That's why it's called spelling. Change the way you speak about yourself, and you can change your life. What you're not changing, you're also choosing not to change." That last rebuttal, family, was mine. "You're choosing not to change." It ends with, "You're also choosing." So even if you tell yourself anything, even a lie, for so long, you will start to believe that lie. How many times have we heard that?
A lot.
So, right. What's actually happening is your words gives instructions with the permission for your cell to obey.
Mm-hmm.
Your cell,
yeah,
again, does not discriminate, and it hears, and it obeys. It believes. So, again, we're going back to basics. Metaphysics, simply, is the unseeable. Beyond the physical realm, beyond physical sight, is actually spiritual. The meta is the change. So it's the invisible, the intangible. Seeing is believing, but don't believe everything you see. The question becomes, do you believe what you can't see? And that question, it's a simple yes or no. So even though we talked about it personally, Sister Antoinette, again, for class sake, what was your answer to, do you believe what you can't see?
And what I can't see?
Do you
believe
what
I can't see?
Okay.
Pardon me?
I said, okay,
yes,
that's cool.
Yeah,
so,
what faith is. Faith is, you know, believing in what you can't see, because you believe in that it's going to be brought into manifestation.
So that's all in what we can do, but even saying that number, see, when you can see it.
Yes.
See is 16. Faith is 25. They're both 7. See? So even if you can't see it, if you see it, you still have faith. That's what you can see with that faith. Because, again, what you're seeing with open mind, your mind is already open and receptive. So let's look at the other spectrum. For the family who might say no, 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 no. If I don't see it, I don't believe it. Well, now let's look at it. Do you believe in oxygen? Family that does not believe in what you can't see. Do you believe in air? Do you believe in oxygen? I'm quite sure that most, if not all, of everyone's said, yeah, they cannot see air because you can't. You can't see oxygen. But you believe in oxygen and air. Well, being the same number is one thing, but again, let's see what happens if you stop breathing. See, regardless if you don't believe, you do. So that in and of itself is proof of metaphysics. Even for those who are not in that spiritual realm of acceptance. So from there, it's just truly understanding this phrase that I use quite often now. Do you know the number behind the word that comes out of your mouth? Because that's what's actually hidden in plain sight. The number behind the words. We're constantly talking about our frequencies and vibrations, and for me to share this is vital. But again, that's a choice we all have to use it or not. Every letter has a number. And all the letters make up words. So that means every word has a number. Well, found in the words, aka even music, it sends out vibrations. Those words are connected to the vibration. And it's the number behind the words that emit a frequency that's found in the sound that we are vibrating on. The frequency activates the beat coming directly from your heart that is connected to the earth, Mother Earth. The key starts with self-recognizing, or you recognizing the number behind the words you use. The key to that is once we start recognizing these numbers, we will see that 50 to 70% of the words that we use daily have the same number. And once we see these numbers, we find the patterns. Even for those of us who are constantly seeing a set of numbers, patterns of numbers that we see daily, weekly, but we start to recognize these same patterns of numbers. They might be in a different sequence, but it always equals that single digit. With those numbers that we see that we're recognizing are part of the numbers behind the words that we use daily. We just haven't recognized how to put it together. So for me, even, and that's what I have to use myself, we must start with seeing these and recognizing these numbers that are connected with us, that we have a personal relationship with. Using that personal relationship, I would start off with my name, 23, which is a 5. Brother Elder Kwame, 14, which is a 5. You, Sister Antoinette, 41, which is a 5. Brother Thomas, who comes in every now and then, 23, which is a 5, and I can't forget dear Brother Eddie from South Carolina, another 23, which is a 5. All of you are connected to me, not just by name, but when you recognize the number behind the words that you use that are the same numbers I'm using, you're just using hundreds of different words.
Yeah.
So
can I throw
that,
you off? Can I throw,
throw
you
me
off for a minute?
Sure, go ahead, throw me off.
Say why I giggled when you said my name.
Okay, I know what you're saying.
Because you
go
said
ahead.
It right. You finally said it right. You finally said my name right. So it makes me
So I appreciate the acknowledgement, but again, I hear what my people tell me, you know, about different pronunciations. Like I said, I'm dealing with not just the word, but for me, the importance is the number behind the word. That's why the word importance come to 41. Important comes to 41, which again
yes,
is that
five. And what about the frequency? Remember, there's a frequency to each word that you say?
Yeah. Well, frequency is the one that we always talk about that we're on.
Yes.
You comes to one. You are on a particular frequency. Your channel, your station. But we're all connected. We just got to turn the knob until we, as they call it, get on the same page.
Yes.
So that's why right now we're actually learning these numbers behind the words that put us on that page that we're trying to get to. So your name is very important because, again, your name carries a very strong frequency. And remember, the frequency is the number of your name. That word, your name, that word has. So what you're referred to or call the majority of your life has resonated with you all your life. And even when those of us who are referred to by names that will be called or referred to as a nickname or a shorter version of one's name, well, that particular name that you're called the majority of the time is the power that resonates with you. For example, Brother Wesley. Well, Wesley is his actual name, but he has more power because we refer, and I'm quite sure others refer to him as Wes.
Yeah.
Well, Wes and Wesley are different numbers. That name that you refer to the most, you are connected to with the power once you start recognizing these numbers behind the words that we use on a regular basis. Just think of this. How
yes.
many people do we meet daily that as we converse, they are using, let's just say, 50 different words within the conversation? And out of 50 of those words, 25 of those words are your number. It pertains to you. But not knowing these numbers behind those words, because again, we even reference nothing happens by coincidence. We don't meet people by chance. Have we ever thought of what's hidden in plain sight behind the words? It's the numbers that we keep giving and getting or receiving from one another, and we're only receiving it by the word or the vibration, not the number that shows the power that the frequency possesses. So once we learn at least those numbers that pertain to our names, and remember, we have other numbers in our names. You have a first name, a middle name, and a last name. You arrange your names where you might use just your first and last name. As when letters or other things might be addressed to you. Some might have your middle initial. You use, along with your signature, your initials when we're signing important documents, loans, signing for cars, your house. We also initiate. So all of these particular letters, along with the words and your names that have numbers, you now have a chance to see all of these different numbers behind your name that are applied, applicable to you, and now seeing that way to enhance what you already know. Granted, I know so many of us and so many people who are doing it without the use of numbers. But why not use that enhancement, especially when we keep seeing these sequence of numbers on clocks, your phone, your microwave, your DVD player, billboards, telephone numbers, what have you, you start recognizing them. They are informing, along with those that we meet who are using the same number with a variation of words. The more we add to what we know, we grow.
Yes.
So, again, family, it never get it twisted, because as I always reiterate, this is just one way, and it's a way that I've been given to share the information behind these words that are casting spells on ourselves and others. So again, as I was using myself as the example, using the five, and it's again, you can pick out the words of five that you use. Because again, the names that I mentioned and other people have that same frequency in their name, be it the middle, first, or last, be it your initials. You, the five, manifest what you speak out your mouth. That's why manifest is five. The thought happens before it even comes out your mouth. So that's the five. Why is five so important? Because even the word itself, as I mentioned, important is 41, which is five. And five is right in the middle of one and nine. You halfway there. That 50-year anniversary. So, again, for those of us who are Christian, I prefer to say that than, excuse me, family. But let me use the five. Those of us who are Christians in the religion of Christianity, well, religion is five. And the way religion is taught is to totally confuse you. Confusion is five. But regardless of what they do or try to do, the five that we are truly attached to is Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ, 59, 5 plus 9, 14, it's the five. Others who don't look at it as cool, they still look at it in other words with the same number. They all refer to, or others refer to, these things as the Hegelian dialect, the five. So we try our best to stay with the facts. Facts is 23 to 5 because the facts matters. Dry bone plug. Well, matters is 32. To see. And we have five of them called senses. Well, senses 23 to 5. It's got to make sense, family. Because for me, all we are the animal that's called the living, walking plants of the earth. Planets 14. And we refuse to call ourselves a plant, but we should know who we are. By number, we are human beings before we claim anything else. Human beings is 41 to 5. So, again, with that thought, a lot of thoughts stem or even start from speculation. Speculate is 5. So we have to challenge our own thought. Challenge is 32 to 5 before we even bring it home to you, family. Home is 14 to 5. That home, that 5 is 14, also your brain. That's the true home that starts in your thought, 41, call your brain. This is the food, 14, that's being fed to the brain. Food, 14, brain, 14, or thought, 41. To truly practice, 32. What you preach, 23. That 5.
I got so many.
But as we always mention, okay, let me get with this. It's just basically the 5 is this code 14 that start 32 with love 14.
Yeah.
This is why I call people my meta, 14, my mate, 14, that's on my team, 14, because I'm a strange 32 brother, 32, who might seem a little weird, 23, because again,
yes,
understanding
okay.
The true 5, we call enemy, which is 14, starts with the inner me, 23. It's all your interpretation before you share it. Share is 23. 5, interpretation, deny. 5 plus 9, again, 14, which is 5. It's the code of being able to recognize the game. Game is 14. It's been played from the very beginning. Even when we see this coronavirus, which is 41 to 5, started a pandemic 23 to 5. Which now requires a vaccine, 23 to 5, which is considered this disease, 32 to 5, where now we need chemicals, 32 to 5, that brings death, 23, even from the chemtrails, 41, and fireworks, 41. The hospital, 32, is danger, baby, danger, danger, danger is 32. I mean, 33. I'm sorry, 23. Forgive me. The 5. Hospital is 32. The 5. Where you meet your doctor, 23, and your nurse, 23. who will try to manifest 32 their bull called manipulate your brain, your thought. Manipulate is 32.
Yes.
We always say the five is the population, 32, that they want to use to depopulate, or depopulation 41. We better connect with the true family who fellowships, fellowship 41, to bring us to that true authority 41. It comes from our thought, even through curiosity, curiosity 41. It starts in the brain 14, that even brings us that heaven 23. See, it doesn't start with the artificial. It starts with the real. Because the temple 23 carries the heaven 23. So this is my appreciation. Appreciate is 32. And a teacher, 32, truly reveals 23. And this is what's happening through just this number, the five, is the source of energy that comes directly from the rays 14 of the sun. Those rays hit directly our forehead or our king dome, which is 23. That on our forehead is where the pituitary 41 gland resides. That once the light, the rays hit, it now activates the melanin in our pineal gland. Pineal gland is 32, the five. We will truly see what's all connected. Even Dry Bones mentioned Bewitch, and it's no coincidence, Bewitch is 41. Bewitched is 41. And Bewitch, that series, the witches use what are called incantations, 41 to 5. So I can go on. I will pull back so that we can allow the family to start interjecting their funk, their thought, their 5.
Yes. Okay, well, the first caller that we have with their hand up is area code 610.
Greetings.
Oh, you got a lot of background noise.
Oh, gosh. What could it be? Oh,
okay,
I'm sorry. That's my water. Okay. Can you, how about
okay.
that? Because I do have a feeling.
That's better.
Channel.
Greetings and much love, family. How are you doing this evening?
I'm good. My name is Gloria. And that's a number 8. Now, do I use my maiden name? Hi, Antoinette. Do I use my maiden name when I'm adding these numbers? Or do I use my married name, but I was divorced, and sometimes it doesn't feel right, like it's a part of me, really, you know, the married name. So how do I add my numbers up?
Well, if you divorced, did you keep your married name or did you return to your maiden name?
No, I kept the married name.
Then that's the name you use.
Okay. Do I use all of the names?
Yes, you also use your maiden name, because it does give you another number, but that maiden name comes as a lineage. It's tied to your family. So that number is always there. Even though you use that main number of your married name now, that rooted name comes from your maiden or the matriarch in your family.
You have background noise again.
I don't know. You know, well, I have a ceiling fan. Do you think that's it? Is that what you're hearing?
And maybe you're clear now.
This?
You're clear now. You're good now. Oh,
are you still with us? Oh,
no,
wow.
No, she dropped.
Okay,
okay, we have another caller. Area code 434. Okay. Area code 434.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes.
Hello.
Greetings, Tony. How are you doing?
Okay. Hello. Hello, everyone.
Hello.
What I need to say, my first name is Gracie.
Hello, Gracie.
Last name Parrish. Mm-hmm. You all doing all right?
Yes, we're fine. How are
oh,
you?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
We wonderful.
Sure.
The numbers that, see, I dream numbers.
Oh,
and,
okay.
So the thing about it, I see them regular. I see telephone numbers at times, and I'll call the person. And, you know, they might be sick or something. So that's how the numbers are with me.
Okay, that's good. And it's good
mm-hmm.
that you follow through when you make that call to check on them.
Mm-hmm.
And the great thing is, as you said, for you, you're recognizing the numbers, which are great. Once
mm-hmm.
you start seeing patterns to the numbers, and as I said, also the numbers behind the words that you use and even
mm-hmm.
the people that you come in contact to are giving the same numbers with different words.
Mm-hmm.
So those numbers that you are seeing, the message with all of these words now become clearer and clearer and clearer.
Mm-hmm. But you mentioned that you was weird. A lot of people look at me as weird, too.
Yeah, I just, like I said, along with the word gives us a definition, which keeps a
mm-hmm.
lot of us spellbound. See, when
mm-hmm.
we truly understand that the word, are spells.
Mm-hmm.
The spells are no more than the rules that we abide by that govern us.
Mm-hmm.
So once we are able to see the word different than the program that the definition has given us to basically only see the word one way. For me, given the numbers, help you see it a variety of ways. And remember, I'm only giving it my way. This is one way. When
mm-hmm.
you start seeing it, you will get it a different way. That
mm-hmm.
is the way. The true way starts with no way as you find your way.
Mm-hmm. I got a lot of homework there.
Oh, we
yes.
all do
Can
because
you tell
the
me
five.
Your name again? I'm sorry, Brother Abby. Could you tell me your
no,
first name again?
Gracie.
Gracie.
Yes. You need the last name.
Okay, your first name comes to an eight.
Okay, eight. Okay. I'm just getting into this, so I'm still kind of lost.
Well, you're doing good.
Well,
mm-hmm.
for one, as Sister Antoinette stated, if you find that link to Marty Lee's and you see the alphabet code that is being used, you now can attach the letters, a.k.a. the words, to the numbers and start to see your number as she gave you that Gracie is an 8.
Okay. How about Parrish?
Parrish.
P-A-R-R-I-S-H.
Thirty-one. So 8 and 4 is a 12. So you're a 3.
So a 3 will take you to your connection, to your memories, how to process your purpose, even through music, hearing the tones and the notes. It gives off the vibrations coming directly from the words.
Okay.
All of those that I just mentioned come to 3.
I got to work at it.
Yeah, that's work is 5. Work is the 5. This is why we call it home work. Home is 5. Work is 5. 5 and 5 is the 1. That's the frequency that you're working on.
Okay.
So, yes.
All righty. Thank you.
Gracie, if you go to the description page, you know, if you go to the home page on Dry Bones Connection and you go to the description for tonight's class, you will see that I put in 2 links, and they're both to Marty Lee's on YouTube. And that way you can see how he works the numbers, which is the same way how Brother Eddie does it.
Okay.
Okay, and what I didn't put in, forgive me, y'all, is if you go to MartyLeaves.com, and you'll be able to see the chart and everything too. But, you know, if you go to those links that I put in for the YouTube, you'll be able to see him do it. And the counting and everything, and he'll show you how to do it with your fingers.
So how about the middle name? My middle name is Carlene. C-A-R-L-E-N-E.
Okay, wait a minute. C-A-R-L-E-A-N-E?
L-E-N-E.
L-E-N-E.
Right.
22. It comes to another 4. 22.
Yeah. So 4 and 8. And 3, 11, right? Yeah, that's 11, isn't it? So that makes you a 3, Brother Eddie?
So which?
I was trying to add your whole name. Does that make it a 2, Brother Eddie?
No, her first name was Grace.
Yeah, that was a 4, right?
And
the second
name.
8.
Right, and the second name is a 4.
So that's
Carlita,
12.
22. Green, 22. And her last name,
her middle name
is 31, which is another 4.
Okay.
So you got 8, 4, and 4, which comes to a 7. 8 and 8 is 16. 1 plus 6 is 7.
Yeah, a 7. Yeah, so she's a 7.
Her complete name, first name being an 8, middle name being a 4, last name being a 4. Primarily, you use your first and last name, which is a 3. That 8 and 4 is that 3.
Okay, thank you.
quite
You're welcome.
Welcome.
And Gloria, back, excuse me, Gloria, if you want, I can open up your line again, but press the number one and we'll get you back. Okay, Brother Eddie. Okay, she pressed the number one, so she's ready.
Okay.
Okay. Hello, Gloria. Okay. Welcome back.
Oh, I thank you. I'm glad to be back. I find myself reading tag numbers sometimes, adding up the tag numbers. And at one point, I felt like I was at an obsession because I listened to one of your classes, and so I just started with the numbers. And I find myself 11:11. There's certain times of the night I wake up, like 3:13, maybe three nights in a row. So when this happens, I'm adding up numbers. So when I come like 3:13, that's a 7. So what does the 7 mean? I mean, how do you then calculate it?
Again,
Brother Eddie,
you find all the numbers that pertain to the number 7. Even the word find comes to 7. Figure it out comes to 7. Consciousness comes to 7. Higher comes to 7. Journey comes to 7. Part, your part comes to 7. Way comes to 7. Angle and angels, wordsmith turning the letters around, come to 7. Conversation comes to 7. Intention comes to 7. Sister comes to 7. Goddess comes to 7. Aquarius comes to 7. I can go on and on, but that's every individual takes that time out to find all of these words that we hear, we say, we listen to. And once we start finding those numbers, you see is 7, witness is 7, recognize is 7. It's for you to see, witness, and recognize along your journey. But now you have a way of enhancing through these numbers behind the words and the numbers that you keep seeing. So this is what we do. We take the time to find. And again, some of us don't want to. Some of us will. But again, if it resonates, which for me, everybody deals with numbers in one way or another. So once we start finding the message within the numbers that give us our story starts to unfold. So, yes. Did that answer your question?
Yes, yeah, one of them. You know, with the answer to one, then you, when another one comes along.
That's the beauty. That's the growth, because this is what it's supposed to do. It's supposed to provoke critical thinking. And all of it starts from the understanding within. And it's innately within us. And we're just seeing another way how to even unfold these words by this 5 called English that we speak. That ain't our language, but we speak it. English is 32. I'm sorry. English is, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Yeah, English is 32. English is 32. And occult is 23. The words of English that we have learned to speak are occult. and we don't recognize it only because we've never been shown how these words are used with the number and how even these numbers are attached to dates, times, events that happen as above. They're basically doing rituals. Rituals are 32 to 5 because they've unfolded our history, our story. And they use our story to tell his story. Even in his story, we can see where our brilliance, our wisdom, our teaching was left out because it's his story. Granted, when they talk about all of these Greek philosophers, Plato, whomever, Roman, whatever, they always leave out their brilliant minds came from where? Africa.
Mm-hmm.
This library in Africa was called the Library of Alexandria. So who wrote those books and who taught these Greek scholars before they went back to Greek and started to get all these accolades? Why did they leave out the teachers of these Greeks, the books that they had stole all this information from when they claimed to burn the Library of Alexandria and all this knowledge burnt down with it? Please spare me. But again, that's another message for another time. So, with that, did you have anything else? Because I get long-winded sometimes.
No, I'm good. I'm good.
Okay. Well, thank you. Let me take the next caller, and we'll be right back to you, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Eric, thank you. Area code 205.
Yes, can I be heard?
Yes, family. Greetings. How are you doing?
Greetings, greetings. Peace, everybody. Peace. Peace to the gods. Peace to everyone. Brother Eddie, how you doing? Sister, how you doing? Sister,
I'm well.
I'm doing great. Thanks for asking.
Y'all sounding great. Beautiful. Let me introduce myself. Brother Eddie, we've talked before. I've had you on my little platform before. This is Set Us Set. How you doing again?
Oh, I'm fine. How are you doing?
I had to tune in because I've been hearing Brother Drybones talk about you on Wednesday, and I've just been so preoccupied. But I said, you know what, this Wednesday I'm calling in. I'm talking to his brother, see how he's doing, everything, and everybody. I got a question about numbers. And you know, I'm not real big on numbers. I know I should be. I should be big on all this stuff. But, you know, I get so overwhelmed sometimes. But let me stop rattling and tell you what my situation. All right. You know, when I first started writing the chemistry files, I think everybody know about the chemistry files. My address, I lived on, now get this. At this present time, I'm still on the 33-degree parallel, right? Okay, so
yes.
My address at the time was 963 13th Street. That ain't a lie. Living on the 33-degree parallel. Now, when I did the chemistry novels and I wrote about those books, I wrote about a lot of stuff, 08, and this was back in 08, right after I retired. And I said I wasn't going to be in no white man's office no more after that 9/11 crap. So I said, okay, so I'm going to start writing. So that's what I did. I didn't pick up a pen. I picked up the computer, and I started writing. And, I wasn't listening to none of the scholars or nobody that had talked about particular things in general. I you know, just kind of heard around about Dr. Phil Valentine and Bobby Hemmett and all them guys, you know, all them cats, and Asa Hilliard and all them, and Dr. Ben. So, you know, I really didn't, like, sit down and check them out. You know, I just heard just a few things, you know, Deborah Blair and all of them. So I just started writing the chemistry, and I came up with 5 novels, and a lot of that stuff that I put in them books in 08 is happening now today. And I wonder if living on the 33 degree with that address, if that had anything to do with it. Can you throw some numbers out there on there for me? Appreciate you for it.
Oh, yeah, sure. Your address came up to a 4, if I'm not mistaken.
Mm.
And the 33rd parallel is a 6. Well, yeah, we've been talking about, well, we haven't been. And that's good since you mentioned that. I can talk about the 6, which is no more than the word, first of all. And it's the attachment to the word that comes directly from our heart. So word is 6 and heart is 6. And in that 6, we have destruction.
Oh,
well,
Lord.
Destruction. Well, no, don't get it wrong. Don't. Any word that I mention with the number that applies to you, don't start getting nervous, scared, or anything like this, because remember, the 6, the word, is also balance. Balance is 15, which is the 6. It's we have to balance the word. So there's balance on both ends. If I say 1, you have another word to balance it out. That's good. That's why good is 15 to 6. We want to bring a good word. Good 6, word 6. This is the balance that you're even looking at when you said, oh, God, you know. No, it's just, it's the all, getting into all of it and being able to now sift and cipher through it in order to get your message. 6 is also hurt. Have you ever been hurt? 6 is the core of who and what you are. Core is 15, which is 6. It's that record. The core is the record that we resign on. That record stems in the 411 known as your DNA, 411. See, this is why they say words cannot hurt you. They use harm. And harm is 13. No.
You know,
no,
I'm fond of the number.
So, again, that's dealing with your attitude, 42 being that 6. The attitude shows your climate, 24. That's what they used to use for destruction, and it's still used today. It's called the bullet. Bullet being 24, but when we look deeper spiritually, the 24 is the program. The program of the word that even they're using and we repeat all the time is called algorithms. Algorithms are what they're using from our words to basically store the data on who we are. See, that word, that program can be deprogrammed. Deprogram is 33, which is 6. Program is 24, which is 6. Are you in or out? In is 6 and out is 6. See, that's why we all have a choice. Choice is 6. Are you early, 15, which is 6, or late, 15, which is 6? See, they play with these words. When we mention early or late, we are on somebody else's artificial time, which again takes our power away, because the presumption and the conditional perception of the words have us programmed to the word. That's the power. To now use our power is to see the number behind that word, to now manifest, to speak into existence what you're already speaking into existence by the occult English of the spells that we speak through the words that we don't recognize by number.
Can I read Bruce Lee's quote?
Sure.
Okay. Bruce Lee's quote is, "Don't speak negatively about yourself, even as a joke. Your body doesn't know the difference. Words are energy and cast spells. That's why it's called spelling. Change the way you speak about yourself, and you can change your life. What you're not changing, you also are choosing." So even though you're on a six, be careful about the words that you speak over yourself.
I heard that one before, and I know about, you know, because I tell you a lot of, you know, and I get that, because a lot of things that I say and do is like, it almost happens simultaneously when I say it, and then if not, it's like two or three minutes later, or maybe an hour later, the very thing I thought or the very thing that I said, it usually, you know, manifests before me, and it seems like it's doing it more. I think it's happening to people more and more, you know, today, you know, as we go on. It's like, you know, we're coming into a particular power that has us manifesting the words and the words we say and the things we think. Because it kind of threw me a little bit about that six, because when you were on my platform, I think that was last year, I think that year was holding a five, and we talked a lot about the five. And I don't know
last
how
year was the five.
That number came up, and I think it was pertaining to, let's see, what is this, 22, and it was 2021, so we did that in 2021. I think that was a five. That year was a five. And we talked a lot about that. And, you know, and not to say that six is not positive for me, because I love, if I didn't like six, I wouldn't be lived in 963 13th Street. So, yeah, I get that about the six, but now we as people now have to just think that everything we do and say must be in the positive and nothing negative. So, yeah, I get that. I get it.
Yeah.
Was right, Bruce Lee said. He's right on time on that, right on point. But, that's all I wanted to say, and I appreciate y'all taking my call. Love it. I'm going to keep listening to the show. And, it's a good show. Appreciate it.
Oh, well, thank
we
you for joining us.
We appreciate you, my sister, like I said, for your time and space, and the portion of your life that we share together, you know, is truly appreciated. So, yes.
Can I say this? Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes,
can you
hear
me? Okay.
Yes, ma'am, we can hear
the numbers. Okay. The numbers also hit me like boom as I'm waking up, like 6:48. This is the last one that I saw, I think, back in June. And then the numbers come at me as in twos, in sets. I see it like that sometimes. So, you know,
yeah,
like I said.
you're going to see numbers different ways, but once you start seeing the patterns of the same numbers is what the information of the numbers you keep seeing, you wake up to, you recognize license plates. that's something I've been doing for the last 5 years is I can't drive anywhere without looking at license plates in front of me, past me, you know, the whole nine. Because, again, I relate everything I even do by numbers. When I drive down a street, all has a number. And when I start looking at it that way by the number of the word, it shows me my part of my journey. So, again, it's being able to recognize what we're seeing and how to apply it. Because that's the only thing that we don't do. You know, it's like everybody, for me, I love it when those who show me that seven called respect, seven is also respect. So when I request for the family, when they send me a text to write a description, well, I don't link to the to the text. I link to the description behind their words. Within their words has numbers. In their description, their words show me if I should even take the time, the learning, the information of the link they're linked to. But in order for me to get linked to that link, I'm already linked to the individual who's texting me that link. So I want to see the words, the description, the numbers of the individual that I'm linked to first. I'm linked to y'all family before I'm linked to anybody on any damn text. Granted, I don't take nothing from none of them. They enhance me because when I see that we all are saying the same thing, basically, by the numbers, and we all using different words. But go ahead, go ahead. Were you through?
I'm finished. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Thank
you. You know what's exciting tonight, Brother Eddie? And I think
what's
this
that?
Is the first time since you and I have done shows that
all women.
We have all. Yes.
All women. Yeah. Don't think I ain't recognized it. and I don't know if Mother AZ, she called my other phone and said from her phone is saying that there is no show. So I don't know what number that she called from, but
that's
I know she's moved on. So hopefully she got on or she can get on, but I don't know if it's her service, her new phone that she was saying she was having problems with or what. So.
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah.
Did her number change? Is her number still the same?
It's still the same because, yeah, when she calls me, the same number comes up. So I don't
know. Well, I'll send her a text. I'll send her a text. So
but
you go ahead.
Anyway, family, that's even understanding that the three, even Dry Bones is talking about the big three this weekend. The three is to our lower three chakras. When I get into that number seven, the consciousness of, again, tying things together by the numbers. So, again, the seven chakras are basically reflecting the seven liberal arts, the trivium quadrivium. So the bottom three, the trivium, are no more than, again, logic, rhetoric, and grammar. But we want to get to the fourth, or as we refer to it in other sages, the fourth dimension, because the three keeps us on the physical and material third dimension. So that four in the chakra, the fourth chakra, is the heart chakra, that green chakra, and it deals with change, where the heart changes its beat as it goes up. The fourth liberal art is arithmetic or math. When you see the arithmetic and math added together comes to six, which is no more than taking us to our heartbeat, heart being six, beat being six, all dealing with the change, the six of the word, by arithmetic math, the numbers. This is where we are to get to that next fifth chakra, aka the fifth dimension that we talk about, the fifth liberal art, which is the geometry of now understanding the shapes and symbols, that even through shapes and symbols, we're connected. So these are the things that now we start applying, not just hearing, because again, it's nothing that I share that will do any damage, any harm to anyone. It will only enhance, as if I didn't mention, even those who are where they are in their journey by just the vibration of the words. Now, knowing the numbers behind the words will only enhance where they are and what they're doing. It won't take nothing from them. And the beauty, it basically increases the memory of our brain, the synapses of when we stop even obtaining telephone numbers that as children we all remember 5, 10 to 15 numbers. Some of those numbers as children are etched so deep in our minds we can remember certain telephone numbers as children. I can, at least, that it was so programmed that even when my mom's was living and I repeated, she was like, forgot all about. Yeah. Because once we start using the cell phone as that link to our minds, our brain, we don't get a particular stimulant that lubricates our brain by the way of using the numbers that are now used for a particular reason. That's why everything has a reason. Everything has a season. Find the reason for the season. The two and the three brings you five. That's why you have balance. Just call your left and your right. left being 22, which is a 2, right being 30, which is a 3. 20 plus 30 brings us back to that, and we are dead in the middle between our hands, between our arms. So, yes, let's take back what they have been using on us since we start speaking this occult language of English and being programmed to see it his way, his story. This is why so many of us back in the day did not like school, being taught that everything about our history started with slavery. So, no. Mm-mm. So, do we have any other members that are ready to call in or have called in? Hello, Sister Antoinette, are you with me?
I'm here. I'm sorry. I had myself on mute. And, yes, okay. We have one. Area code 405.
Peace.
Area code 405.
Brother Mel, Brother Mel, long time no hear from. How are you doing, my brother? And how is the baby princess?
First day of school, I sent her to the devil, and I already regret it.
brother, let me say right quick before you get started, man, you echoed that 3 and 3. You sent her out to the school, and the devil was school is 21. Devil. And devil is 21, my brother.
Yeah. So,
you ain't far off.
I gotta sprinkle that love on her. I gotta sprinkle that love
on
her. Put that love cloak over her so make sure she wear it every day amongst the beasts.
Yeah, Brother Mel, two of my grandchildren are going. The end of this month school begins and they'll be going off.
Back to the belly of the beast. But it's okay. It's a method behind my madness. It really is. But I didn't even really want nothing. I just haven't heard my family's voice in so long, and I just wanted y'all to know I love you. Sister Antoinette, I have not forgotten about you. I've gotten your messages. I love you so much, and I miss you.
Love you, baby. I'm so glad to know that you're doing well, that you're well. So
I ain't say
so
all
much.
That. But I'm still here.
Look, I hear your voice. You sound strong. Your voice sounds strong. And you already let me know the baby's all right. So, look, if the baby's all right, then you're all right.
Yes, ma'am. But I definitely will be in touch with you. I got a new phone.
Okay.
I don't have Brother Ray's number. I need to get in touch with Brother Ray, too, after him. Somebody please send me his number.
I spoke to him earlier this evening, right before the show, as a matter of fact, I spoke with him.
Okay. Yeah, I really didn't have any input. I didn't have any commentary as far as the curriculum of the class, but I just wanted y'all to know that I love y'all and I need you.
Oh. Well, baby, we're here for you. You know, we're here for you.
You know we love you, Brother Mel, because the last couple of classes we had, we started off with you and your predicament that you had went through. So, when I used the quote on Bruce Lee during that class dealing with the art of fighting without fighting.
Without fighting,
And it's basically the art of truth, or the truth of thinking without fighting. That's all you did was swap the word for particular numbers that basically reflect not only what he said, but what now you manifest. And your way of seeing... Go ahead.
No, I'm listening. My way of seeing what?
Your way of now seeing, like I said, I just gave you to replace the art is the truth instead of art. Of fighting now is thinking without fighting, because that's what you actually did.
Well, it took me, honestly, a couple of weeks and a whole bunch of insight from outside sources to I no longer regret the way I handled that situation, because it could have been, you know how they say, live to fight another day. And had
That's
I reacted
right.
in the way that spontaneously, then it wouldn't have been a good situation for anybody, me, her, or him. So, yeah, I have no regrets. And she learned a lesson. I learned a lesson. I don't think I don't know. That's on him. But me and her definitely learned lessons. So I have no regrets, man. Because, I was feeling like a punk. Like my tail was tucked between my legs because I didn't just bash his brains out. But thank the universe that, I have no regrets how I behaved in that situation, because I sat down with her. Me and her had to sit down, and I was damn near in tears. And, I have no regrets. So, you live and learn how to fight without fighting.
Yep. And you showed that you were the bigger man.
It's the same
to me. Easy to react and not to react and to hold. Yes, go ahead, Brother Mel.
But she's saying to me, everybody was upset with me because I had people outside that they had no idea what was going on, and they were upset with me because I didn't give them the information, because that even would have turned into a whole different situation.
Yeah.
So I have no regrets. I have no regrets. Yeah, I have no regrets, man. But I thank y'all for your consideration and your insight, and let's just keep raising this village, man. And I'm proud of your daughter, Brother Eddie. Sure, she's still over there doing her thing.
Oh yeah, man. She's like, man, she's living
doing
nice
it.
Over there in Paris. So again,
that's what's up.
I'm just waiting for her to blow up like I know she will. You know.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, and for those that don't know, Brother Eddie's daughter last year or the year before was in a baking contest. Was it baking? A cooking contest. Over in England, and this year she went back as a chef in England, so she's over there cooking. And Brother Eddie shows us the things that he makes to make us jealous.
She's so beautiful too. What a beautiful lady, man. Beautiful. And another thing before I get off here, I'm sure it's other people that want to converse, but to internet, I thank the universe. You sound so much stronger and healthier, and I'm glad you're feeling better and in good spirits.
Oh, thank you.
And it's all love.
Thank
and
you
I know
so
them
much, and I do. I feel
good.
A lot better. Thank you.
Yeah, I know when you're feeling good and when you ain't.
Everybody
I
seems
love
to
y'all.
Know me so well.
I know you, man.
Brother Mel,
I love y'all. Yes, sir.
Love you too, man. And the key is like you said, you went through your moments of your regret, your moment of letting outside sources that had no constructive criticism, if any, to give you, and understood at the end of the day, you learned the lesson, because that's the key, even behind these numbers that I'm revealing that has that frequency of power. That lesson 4 is one of the key numbers, 4 being God, 4 being absolute, 4 being better, 4 being spiritual, 4 being spirit, truth, real. See, that lesson was real, but it was also spiritual. It was truth. Behind the lesson that you were being given, that's being revealed.
Mm-hmm.
So, again, those numbers even will hit me, and we got time now, see, that 4 even starts off in the Bible. Those first three words we say, in the beginning.
Ooh.
Comes to 58th. And like I said, we don't take time for me to break all of it down to see it the way it's been given to see, not by somebody else's, because it's called a personal relationship, the Holy Bible, personal relationship. It's just different words called the Holy Bible. But everybody says, and we know. Go ahead.
So how can I correlate that into the 4, into the 2, into the 1?
4, 2, 1 equals 7, consciousness.
Mm-hmm.
When you put those numbers together as a whole, it's the consciousness. It's even consciousness being 7 is even coming through your conversation is 7. See, something
but
I've been trying to reveal.
I'm deducing. And you're adding. I'm deducing the 4.
Well, don't
into
don't,
the 2.
Don't
into
don't
the two,
deduce
which is the parallel the universe
you,
and then to the
deduce.
1.
Okay,
don't
now
deduce.
Listen. Don't deduce because it's all connected. All you doing when you go from the 4, 2, 1, you just separate it. So you separate each number by those words of the 4. Which is God, those words of the 2,
mm-hmm.
which is the universe. See, God
mm-hmm.
is no more than everything that you exhale. Why are you exhaling? Because you're speaking it into existence. 4
Don't
is
that take
speaking.
Me back to the
4
one?
Is the truth. Getting to the 1, you get to the 2, which is the universe.
Mm-hmm.
It's also your voice.
Mm-hmm.
It's also what you believe.
You know what I'll be saying?
The 2 being the universe, una means 1. That gets you to the 1, which
the
is
one.
The frequency that you're on, the sound that you hear that's found in the frequency. And again, remember, at the end of the day, the frequencies are the numbers behind the words.
So, Sister Antoinette, listen.
Yes.
Don't judge me, okay?
Oh, baby, I'm not judging you.
Okay, so when I be shooting dice and I be tearing their butts up, tell them, man, you better bet on me. And then I say, oh, you don't believe in me? I say, if I don't believe in me, who gonna believe in me?
That's
and that's
right.
My stand.
You have to believe in yourself.
And I paid that electric bill because I believed in me.
You know what?
Me.
I'm gonna pay mine. I'm gonna pay mine right after the show. I gotta pay my electric bill. But Brother Mel,
I love y'all so
much.
I
got people with their hands up, and I love you, and
oh,
I'm
okay,
so glad you called in. All okay,
right. I
we
love
have
y'all.
Callers with their hands
peace
up.
And love,
I love
Brother
you, baby.
Mel. Peace and love. Good
peace
hearing
and love.
From
you. Yes, sir. Peace and love.
Okay. Area code 336. Sister Antoinette,
Yes,
well,
ma'am.
AZ, how you doing? You got in.
I'm in the Twilight Zone, y'all. I mean, un-fucking-freaking-believable. I swear to God. And Brother Mel, I'm so grateful to hear your voice. But Sister Seta, I've been reaching out to you for a goddamn century, and I need to hear from you, sister. Please call me tonight. But family, let me say this shit. These goddamn people at the freaking Social Security, I'm sitting here reading. Because I was in the goddamn facility now, they charging me freaking $10,000 that they said they overpaid me. Can you believe this shit?
Oh, my.
I swear, like, what? Like, what?
Wow.
I mean, it. Can you, you know what? Family, it's about ready to get freaking real here, okay? I'm looking at this. I'm here, Brother Eddie. My God, I am not kidding you. I am, because have you, family, have you ever heard of some crap this?
No. Are you just getting on Social Security?
Just appeal it, sis. Just appeal it.
I am going to.
And make them prove it.
My God. Okay. I'm good, y'all. I'm good. I'm home. And I'm dealing with stuff. Unbelievable. But I'm not going to bring anybody down. It is my journey, and I got to deal with it.
Well, we're here for you, Sister Paris.
Unfreaking believable. They're going to, well, I'm not even going to speak that. I'm going to appeal it. This is really ridiculous. Okay, Brother Eddie, everybody who has any pictures, any videos, I'm getting ready to approach a book and a documentary. That journey that I took, and this just solidifies some things. It was special that I was there in that Gables. A lot of things happened. I don't know, family. I mean, I had to come back. I had to get out of there. I wasn't well. I'm still not where I needed to be. But in order for me, and I'm sharing this because it's my family, in order for me to have had a roof over my head, they were getting ready to evict me for here. No joke. It's much bigger than I don't even want to talk about all of it. But I had to get my black ass out of there with the quickness. Nobody helped. I had to borrow money to get myself out of that facility, meaning move, because I've been there a year and a half. And I'm home. I'm back in here now through the grace of the Most High. The angels are looking out for me. I don't ask people for donations, nothing. You know, I give, even when I don't have, I give. However, I'm wondering, what's up with this now? Why now? And I'm rolling with it as best that I can. I'm teaching myself how to improvise from a wheelchair, a motorized wheelchair, because I'm not able to walk. And my leg is twisted, family. I can't do anything about it, but it's twisted. So
I'm dealing with some things. And this letter is saying something is getting ready to shift gears in a major way, not just in my life, but everybody who may be on this call. And I was hesitant in sharing it, but Spirit said, share it. And I'm not crying about it. As long as I'm warm, I know how to pitch a tent. And I'm not joking. As long as I'm warm, I know how to pitch a tent, and I'm teaching myself how to do certain things from just my wheelchair. Anybody's help. Because it's getting ready to get real, y'all. I ain't BSing you by the freeway. Anyway, thank us for listening.
Oh, well, thank you, Sister Beth. And we will talk. Let me check the next caller.
Yes, thank us.
Thank you.
Call me, Sister Beth.
Erico 313.
Okay. Good evening, brothers and sisters.
Sister Idowa.
Hi, how are you? I'm good, brother.
How are you?
I'm good. I first want to say to the sister that was speaking before me to know that the presence and power of God is within you, and that you speak into manifestation what it is you need, and be confident and don't waver, because we are being thrown a lot of things in front of us to distract us from our spiritual development. And I'm using that word. I don't really like that word, but it's the closest word I know to describe the work that we all need to be involved in to take us away from all this physical, material stuff. You know, it's a lot of stuff going on around us with our families and friends and with ourselves personally that can really take us away from the work that is really crucial, and that is the work of your spirit and getting in tune with who we are. So that's what I wanted to share with the sister, and to fear nothing, you know. And but I called in to ask the brother, because I've been listening and I'm always writing everything down and going back and figuring with my numbers. And I'm first of all, brother, could you give me your name?
Eddie.
Okay, Eddie. I'm Sister Adwa, and I just want to ask you this. When you speak of certain words, like tonight, you use the words God, absolute truth, real, and spiritual. And you said that all of these numbers were the number 5. But
no, those are the power words of God. Those words you just said come to 4. That's God. That's
have
why
the
we
number
mean,
4. Which, the number wait a minute, let me correct. Go back. I want to hear you correctly. So what did you say, brother?
I said that the power number or the number of God comes to 4.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that was dealing with Brother Mel and dealing with 4 that I gave him when he used the word he learned his lesson. Lesson is 22.
Mm-hmm.
God
mm-hmm.
is 13, which is 4. Truth is 31, which is 4. Better is 31, which is 4. Absolute is 31. Obsolete is 31. Conspiracy is 31. See, when we get close to the truth, what do they use? The word conspiracy to keep us off. But if your spirit, which is four, give you the truth, who are they or who are we to believe what they say is a conspiracy?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I accept the conspiracy, not by the definition, but by the number.
Right.
Because you can't conspire nothing against me. When I see what you're using, you're just using words again. As you use the word distractions, you're using the words to throw me off. Because distraction is one. Just like we use the one with a distraction called coincidence. It's the same number as one. Ain't no damn coincidence. The coincidence is the distraction if you don't see it.
Mm-hmm. I understand what you're saying.
Excuse me just for Ottawa for one moment. 7 minutes left in this live broadcast. In order to continue to listen to the show or to participate in the show, you have to call in. The call-in number is, Brother Eddie, wait a minute. I got it. The call-in
number
is area code.
Area code 515-605-9343. Again, that's area code 515-605-9343.
Okay, if you have a question or a comment, press the number 1, and we will get to you. Okay, forgive me, Sister Ottawa.
No problem. I just wanted to ask the brother this. Why am I getting different numbers? I'm trying to get your accounting system together. I asked you about it on Sunday when you were on Dry Bones. And I really didn't get how Okay, go ahead.
I do apologize because I do remember you asking that question, where did I get my number system from? And I was so gung-ho that I didn't get back to you. And I think we mentioned earlier on this show in class that it's Marty Lee's Pi the English Language is the alphabet code that I use, because even when I refer to the English alphabet by number, alphabet mm-hmm. 15 and 14. Metaphysics is 14 and 31. God, 13, and Jesus Christ, 14 or 5. See, it's all about them not even seeing it in the alphabet behind the numbers of the words we use. It's right in front of us in the darn English alphabet, baby. I just refer to it as metaphysics. Others say as above, so below. It's that same frequency of the 9, spiritual completion, that all these words come through. The 9 is no more than the information that we're learning. It's the only justice that we really have to fight with. The justice is the information through the learning that we have. See, if we ain't got no information, what damn rights do we have that we talking about, we fighting about? We don't even know the information of the rights we're talking about. All of that is the 9 at the end of the day. And again, you can construct that to manifest what you want the way you said, because again, as we said, your skin responds to the instruction that your words are giving it. But more deeper, people will respond the same way once we recognize the numbers behind the words that they constantly use. All we have to do is find those words with the same number and find different words with the same number, that when we use it, you'll be surprised how mesmerized they will become, because, again, they don't recognize the number of the word they're saying, let alone the number of the word that you are using back at them with the same number but different words. But the same thing, you got to find out what words. This is why 5 and 5, practice what you preach. Practice makes perfect. As perfect as we can get, but we have to work.
at what we're doing. Practice five, work is five. We got to work at it in order to actually see the number, the frequency that the number carries behind the word of our protection. Well, God, four, is your protection. Four, don't we always say it? Never knowing the number behind any of these things we've ever been saying. We're in the four of four. We're in the spirit of God. Spirit for God for. We say these power things and phrases, and we don't recognize any of the numbers behind any of the words that come out of our mouth. We just say it. Regardless of what we believe in, the cast of the spell behind the frequency of these words, I'm sorry, behind the vibration of words, but the frequency and the numbers, that once we recognize it, we can now clarify it, because the proof is the number. That's why proof is two and number is two. The universe is two. The universe talks to you through telepathy, two, called communication, two. This is the year, two, called the tiger, two, that we're in.
All of us
connected by the number, by everything people are saying. But again, once we recognize those numbers of the words that we're saying and hearing, we command the manifestation and or manipulation that we want to see.
U-N-I-D-E-R. Yes.
What do you spell it? What do you spell?
Yeah, Sister Ottawa. If you look at the description, if you look at the description page, there is two links to two YouTubes, and they're Marty Lee's, and he'll show you how to do it. But also, if you go to MartyLee's.com, you will be able to listen to further YouTubes and things like that he has on his site.
Okay, and this is Brother Eddie, right?
Yes, that's talking. Yes,
that's correct. Yes.
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 Okay. All right. I thank you. I'm gonna get it because I'm gonna work with it. You know, I do want to ask you one question. I want to use the correct language around dealing with, say, a person who is buying property from you. What is the energy around buying and selling? Anything? Is there a law, the law of reciprocity? And should I add that word up and figure out the energy around?
Can I answer that, please?
Go ahead, Brother Mel.
First of all, people buy things not because they need them. They buy things because you asking the wrong price.
You say what? Say that again.
I say people buy things not because they need it. It's because you're asking the wrong price for it. It's like saying basically it was a deal I couldn't refuse, or, you know, you hear those type of statements. But the energy, as far as the energy, know the worth. Know your worth and don't bend. And don't bend on your worth, whatever you think that's an asset, what you're talking about. That's an asset.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And if you know the worth of whatever it's worth to you, and make sure whenever you, if you do, relinquish that asset, make sure it's for the proper price, and then hurry up and trade it into real money, which is, again, real estate. So make sure you got a better property for a better price, and make sure that they asking the wrong price just like you doing. That's the best thing I could tell you.
I'm glad you brought that up, Brother Mel, because, again,
I need some more clarity. I know my value. I know my value. I'm not giving anything away, not at all. But when you get a bottleneck, you know, when you kind of get things slow up and you're trying to find out why it's not moving, what is the bottleneck and what number vibration is at work?
Okay.
I don't know. I might be asking the wrong questions. I'm trying to apply this thing that I've been listening to what I'm doing, how I'm speaking. I'm trying to be aware of it. But
well, one of the things I can say about on the real is anything that you want to know about anything, you have to research it. You have to, again, as you said, the language that they use for buying and selling property. You want to learn the language before you even try to learn the numbers. But the key to everything that even Brother Mel said, that we have to get the spiritual, as you said, value behind this six, that even today's date come to that six on what we're going through. Because, again, at the end of the day, the six is your word. And what have we been told? Your word is your bond.
Mm-hmm.
But when we see and understand the number of word, it's the same number as insurance. It's the same number as Brother Mel asked Sister Antoinette, don't judge. But it's not just judge, it's your judgment day. So look at that six, that word that is the insurance, that word that's your bond. Don't we talk about insurance bonds, baby? And we get into a man-made product of buying and selling something that's yours, your word.
Mm-hmm.
That's
mm-hmm.
your insurance. That's your bond. Mm-hmm. Brother Mel was talking about buying and saving. What do we say? People constantly talk about, Brother Dry Bones Show, people are constantly talking about buy silver and gold, silver and gold. Don't they call it what? Gold bonds?
Right.
You ain't going to take none of this money or none of this shit physical material with you. Your judgment day is your word. That's the gold, baby. That's your bond.
That's
and we're
true.
Not giving our spiritual word because we're chasing somebody else's program, sticks, shit, sticks, that we adhere to. We know at the end of the day what we have to do to exist in this damn system, as Mother AZ expounded on what she's going through.
Mm-hmm.
But what we don't recognize by number, the 8, P-I, they call it pi, 3-5, but it's the 8, brother male, 8 is male. But the 8 is all carpernations, carper, 21, which is 3, nations, 23, which is 5, 3 and the 5. They called us carpet color. Changing the word, the number stayed the same. 14 being color to 5, nations, baby. And can't nobody tell me that every colored nation around the world ain't under pressure, under 21 pressure. I mean, yes, 21 under 41 to 5 pressure. 21, 3, 41, 5, 41 pressure. And the 8. Under pressure is the stress, the undue damn stress, 35, the 3 and the 5 that we're under. But as we said, it's no problem because that black-ass piece of coal, as they refer to carpet color people anyway, under an immense amount of pressure, under that pressure turns to what? A diamond, baby. So we getting ready to shine, family. They done called us that carpet color by number in their damn law called the Constitution. By the way, law is 7
and Constitution is 52-7. That the Negro or black man, colored man, was 3/5 of a human. 3/5 again, baby. Why? Because even Hollywood takes that number. 5/3. Fifth Third Banks, another story. But 5/3 Hollywood, and start to tell the Carper Nation story as they see it. His story, his shit. See? And the sad part is we start repeating his shit the way he give it to us again. Excuse me, family.
Brother Eddie.
You Uncle Tom motherfucker. Excuse me,
hey,
Brother Mel.
Hey, whoa.
I said, no, I'm not talking
whoa.
To you. You interrupted what I was getting ready to say, but the point that I'm making is this is a teachable moment when you hear anybody being called or referred to as a Tom or Uncle Tom, and we don't correct them of who Uncle Tom is because we don't know who he is other than what Hollywood has portrayed that he is.
Mm-hmm.
Even Malcolm X, before he got educated, called Martin Luther King an Uncle Tom in that derogatory statement. And then recanted his statement and called Uncle Tom, Dr. King, Uncle Martin.
Damn.
See? Growth, baby. And this is once he got out of the damn Nation of Islam.
And Dr. King
Stop
did the
madness,
same
people.
Thing. He did the same
Stop
thing.
The
he recanted. He repented, too. But
you know,
if I could just tell that sister real quick, man, because I got to go, man. I got to go. My baby just woke up. She looking snotty-nosed. But look, to that sister, that you worried about the – look, if you have I don't want to use parables, but a bird in the hand is better than two in a bush. If you have valuable, real estate, if you have property – and you're talking about the speaker, the bottleneck, and if you are able to hold on as long as you can and don't waver. And it wasn't about your word. Your word is definitely your bond, but your worth, W-O-R-T-H, worth, hold on because you never know. Just hold on if you can. If it's viable for you to hold on to it, keep it as long as you can because it's going to get worse, and then it's going to get much more worse, and then it's going to start getting better. And before I leave, I wanted to ask you because I should know this, but I don't. With the Brother Eddie, with the Trivium Quadrivium, okay, yeah, logic. Rhetoric, what is it? Logic, reason, rhetoric, whatever. Those are the three. The what's the quadrivium? What's the four? What's the other four?
Okay, as you said, first of all, let me just clue you in to the number behind the words we use. I said the word, and you said, no, not really the word, it's your word. Same number, my brother.
Same
number. We still on the
six. I
know
that. Yeah.
We still on the six.
Yeah.
You just using another word. We saying the same
yes,
number,
sir.
You know.
Yes, sir.
And this is how we kind of start going around what we're trying to come together on, and this is what the numbers do. It brings us together, not divide us, because that's why we fall. Divided, we fall. So, man, what did you ask me, man? I'm sorry. My mind is rolling. I ain't writing.
Mine, too. I'm everywhere. I'm everywhere, too. But what's the four? So you stated the three, the trivia.
Oh, okay,
and
okay.
One
yeah,
single,
the
other
four.
Four single words, in single words.
The four, it's you got the quadrivium is geometry.
Mathematics, you said.
It's five. Geometry is five. No, I'm sorry. We started with four. Four is arithmetic. That's what I was saying, dealing with the four.
Yeah.
And the heart chakra,
yeah.
But you got four being arithmetic, five being geometry, Six being music, and seven being astrology.
Astrology.
Or astronomy. Yeah.
Astronomy or astrology. And what's crazy with the quadrivium, every one of those four are strictly based in mathematics, arithmetic.
Yeah.
Wow. That's deep. Okay. Okay. Thank you. I love y'all. I ain't going to harass y'all no more tonight. I love y'all.
All right, Brother Bell. Thank you, man. And, you know, keep your head up. Stay strong. Much love to you and the family.
Thank you. I have no choice. Much love. Peace and love.
Yes. Love you, Brother Mel. Okay. Okay, y'all, if you have a question or a comment, press the number one and I will open up your line. Other than that, Sister Ottawa, were you complete? Okay, we have one. I think I know who this is. Area code 706. I'm thinking Brother Kwame. Yes, Brother Kwame. If Sister Ottawa is still here. If Sister Ottawa is still here. Yes, you have the perfect one for you. You two, if we were playing matchmaker, you two would be perfect.
Okay.
But I don't think Sister Ottawa is still here. No, Sister Ottawa is very good with history and everything. But she's no longer with us. She left. But y'all would be perfect.
No, I heard Brother Mel and I heard Sister, because she was asking about the Lee and how you do that. But she was also asking about holding on to real estate, you know. And Brother Eddie, you know, you're so much on point. And the part about it is tonight is the night, is the super moon. In Aquarius, and so what you've been dropping is energizing and coming and bringing everything to total brightness. And even with this rain that we have in here, and everything is overcast, and we can't, but the moon is up above all of that rain. So that moon, that super moon, is charging this rain, dropping the new consciousness down. But the sister was talking about, you know, investing or real estate, but economics, and that's the basis of any economics, and Brother Mel was correct in holding on to that estate or holding on to being a steward of the land deeded to you, because we never could own the planet. We just become stewards of it, and we have the resources that we obtain from it, and these are the things in which are being energized by this super moon. We've had the Sirius rising. We've had the Lion's Gate opening. So all of these energies that are coming from above is re-energizing this planet and everything on the planet, including each one of us. And it's a very important awakening if we begin to overstand the energies that are being allowed to enter into our being and helping us to become the next part of this great shifting. So I don't know what the topic was. I came in late because I was checking my texts, and then I seen Sister Antoinette text me, and I went, oh, okay, Brother Eddie, because I was looking for Bev and called her, and that wasn't on. And I start watching the movie about Detroit and the Detroit riots and the three cops that killed those brothers at the hotel and how they got off and the whole story behind that and the dramatics. And I wanted to call Miss Kim, you know, because they were part of Motown. But that whole history of what we see go on back then in the 60s and that riot that they burnt up Detroit and how the cops murdered those young black men, shot them in the back with a shotgun. And then I watched today the sentencing of the three men that killed Aubrey. And I'm saying, dang, it's a circle. We come right back around, you know. that they're still having these things to happen, but we have a greater awareness and a greater energy as to how we deal with it. So it's like Brother Eddie says, the words are the numbers, and the numbers is not going to lie, because we still have this ism. We still have these sick people. And the only part that helps us is that we are identified in being able to keep it in numerical order. And I was when you Mel asked you a question, you said arithmetic, and I said, wow, you know, a rat in the house may eat the cheese. That's how I learned to spell arithmetic. Anybody still there?
Yes, we're here. I'm listening.
I'm listening, yeah. Too. I'd be turning, putting on mute and taking notes, man, but go ahead.
Yeah, but I was just looking at how we use that, and then there was a blog show this morning. They were talking about the reawakening of the stem in the Nation of Islam, and they were talking about a school that they're opening up. And STEM is understanding the science, technology, engineering, and math. And I think that's what Brother Mel was referring to when he was asking you what were something that you were telling him. And the last one was astrology, science, and math. But that's what we're now looking at. How do we give our children the tools of science, technology, engineering, and math? And the part that the nation was looking at and saying, we don't need to be playing sports. We need to be creating the generation that's able to help build this technological world that we'll be living in.
Yeah. I can chew with that as far as being on the one.
You got to chew and swallow, Eddie. You can't talk. You choke like that.
By number, STEM is 19, which is the one. But the only problem that I have with the Nation of Islam, like a lot of religious institutions, is that you have to become a member in order for your child to even attend their so-called academies, you know, or schools. So that's the only problem that I have with that, because, again, you're trying to restrict me and tie me down to your belief system. The key is
Right. Give
me the choice to choose if I want to attend, if I want to be a part, if I even want to listen to this shit, you know, if it doesn't resonate with me, but I've not had to sign again your signature, your name, a contract in order for my children, my child, to attend your school, no. Mm-mm. See, because if I want to pull them out, I don't want to be restricted by a piece of paper. I don't want to be restricted by a contract. See?
Right.
No.
But what they're doing is, and this is what the technology is really important, and a lot of the places that now Mae Jameson did is she started a school that has a STEM program. There's a couple other PhD physicists and people that started, a sister that graduated from Spelman, she started her own girls program for young women to learn the science, technology, engineering, and math, because this is what was so important about Nichelle Nichols.
I was just about to mention her, you know, to give that recent ancestor, you know, her dues dealing with STEM, because it was, as you was finna say, because of her and being pulled in by NASA to be the spokesperson. And again, her role in Star Trek, you know,
right.
that, as you said, Mae Jemison basically gave her that inspiration to explore.
Yeah.
To get into space. But go ahead, man. You're right.
Yeah, but what she was so important was at the time, because when I was talking about the riots in Detroit, it was the part in her being able to be on television, on Star Trek at that time, because she was the image of the black woman, and she was the communication officer. And what did she talk to? What did she communicate with? The universe. So that was right there. And if we, if you looked at, if you were a Trekkie, you seen the steps that the black woman was talking and communicating with the universe for them to communicate with the universe. The second part, that the next part of the Trek, was LeVar Burton was blind but was able to use technology and use his third eye to navigate that ship through the universe. And then the last part was Deep Space Nine, which Avery Brooks and his son, a black man with his son, at the wormhole at the end of the of our galaxy, was where they were stationed at. And he was fathered by a woman who was extraterrestrial that came to the planet and got with his father and created him. And then she left and she came back to the wormhole, but she already had made the plan by conceiving him on Earth and then having him to be guided to come to be the prophet at the end of that exploration. So all of this is divinely was put together by Roddenberry, and then they piggybacked in the different Star Treks that they've continued, because we're crossing that galactic center, we're connecting back with our cosmic citizenship. And so this is a very important time where I was talking about the Lionsgate, the supermoon, is because this portal opens every year. This alignment happens every year. And our ancestors built and aligned the pyramids of Giza. They align the dates that these special events happening. The Constitution was written on July 4, 1776, and when they had to do it, because that's when Sirius, the spirit sun and the sun of this planet rise together every year at that time. And that's why they did that ritual in writing that contract, or what they call a constitution, whether it was just a decree to say what they wanted the energy to be with them occupying this land. And it worked, and that's what's been happening. But what I'm laughing about is Orange Man, or whatever y'all call him, but he's all upset thinking he was above the law, and they went down there and went in his house. Well, his mansion, you know, do you know how many FBI agents had to be used to go into that big old huge place?
Yeah, I wasn't really going to mention that because, again, that's a lot of energy. Thinking of these quacks and what they're, the distraction of them even telling the public that they went into Donald Trump's house. You know, like I said, sit back and watch the political theater and all the other shows. But for me, too, the thing for me to see what they come up with, if they come up with anything, that they say they found, you know, it's a distraction.
Oh yeah,
it's one of two things. It's one of the biggest distractions in the world, or we can say Orange Man is a dumbass motherfucker, because we know since January 6th of the so-called insurrection last year, And we 7 months into the insurrection. So that's a year and 7 months. If he did anything wrong, knowing that they've been after his ass since him talking about the election was stolen, and he didn't get rid of any evidence, just like he basically was exposing, well, his people, Hunter Biden's videos back 2 years ago, and this, that, all of that. That's for me, that's another Bapu, R. Kelly, pissing on somebody and putting it on tape and not disposing of it, you know.
Right.
So if they come up with anything, and this individual, and that's anybody else around him, that he ain't got to get rid of anything that indicts him or puts him into any type of scrutiny, you know, come on.
Yeah, but
people talk about how smart he is. If he wasn't that smart, that's just like an idiot that I heard. They robbed a bank, got away with 88. There's that 8 and 8. Wow, Lionsgate. $88,000. Got away with it. This asshole calls a radio station 2 months later, tells what they did, and he was a driver in getaway. And, of course, Big Brother listening.
Right.
Came and pulled his shit up, traced his number, the call. Now all of them involved are in jail.
Right.
See, stupidity again, because we can't hold piss, you know. And but again, that's just stupid people, dumb-ass people who did something dumb and stupid. And again, if you ain't doing something the right way on your own, speaking truth, honor, standards, morals, and values, and you with somebody else, and you don't know that individual's moral standards, values, principles, well, you just asking for something stupid to happen. Anyway, Brother Kwame, you was trying to say something, man. Go ahead.
What you just said was guilty by association. That's what all about. Was you with them, then you're guilty. Because you're choosing to be with somebody and thinking that if they showed you who they are, believe them. But you choose to stay with it and try to make it prove a point, you'll see it in the end. But what I'm looking at is all of this event, because these alignments, this is what I'm talking about, the alignment. These energies are like now the full moon. This is the supermoon, the last supermoon of the year. The last big supermoon, full moon of the year for this season. And so what you're doing is that's bringing that to light so we could see that part of what they, you know, like you said, that was last year. Now here it comes a year later. It's bringing this thing to light, because what is it dealing with when I said the Constitution and the contract that they wrote up, that was their thing that they created. Now it's being brought to light that criminalization and what they have done and who they have been and putting these people in office connects with that July 4th, 1776. It's because the birth of a criminal nation is being exposed, because that's what it was. It was a criminalization. It was the criminals that came out and came here to a civilized nation of people and transposed it by infection and guns and violence and taking over. And that's why I was sharing about the sister and the real estate, because that's what they came and took, was to say, this is New York, this is Pennsylvania, this is mine, this is that. And we have 13 colonies. and each one of these colonies is owned by the king or the queen, and we fall under this dictatorship. When the people of the original people of this Turtle Island never divided the land. They just said, we live in this section, you live in this section, we live on that section, and that was that. And so we seeing what happened when invaders and those ones that come with lack and attempt to take and hoard or take and control others of their land, because this is what we've been experiencing since they came out of the caves and started doing what they've been doing on the planet.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. Yes, and man, I got engulfed in what you were saying, and I wasn't writing at that particular time because, again, that was ample time for me to feed my face so I wouldn't come back on chewing and trying to talk at the same time. So, but that's it in a nutshell. It's what's as above, so below, as you always say, and it's recognized, because, again, once we are able to see that frequency of the number behind the words and understand that the universe is no more than the cosmos, it's no more than us being cosmic people, it's no more than the universe, cosmic people of the cosmos is part of the Milky Way. It's all that too. The Milky Way, universe, cosmos, cosmic people. We are a seed from the Galactic Federation that landed on Earth, per se. Well, galactic is 2, 29. Seed is 20, which is 2. Being people, 20. Of the cosmic, 20. See, that's part of, as you said, the 2, the black, 2 female on Star Trek as the communications officer. Communication is 2, female 2, black 2. Communicating to the 2 called the universe. Wow, universe is 2. They know who the first is, because even the word first is 29, which is the 2. The first 2 being black, 2 female, communications with the universe. Basically through 2 call telepathy. Can we 2 call remember? That's what's happening. We're only remembering what we can do telepathically that comes directly from the universe in the air, in the oxygen we breathe. And again, everybody feels what I'm saying by the words, not recognizing any of the numbers that makes it very easy for me to even put all of this together. I don't have to. The spirit, the it does it for me. That it factor. That's the connection. That's the I see being the EYE, connection to the I. So, again, we speak it. Do we too truly believe, which is too, what's coming out of our mouth? Or, as James said, are we talking loud and saying nothing? As Cameo said, you're talking out the side of your neck. See, no, I don't need no neck talking, bobbing your head and everything you saying, gyrating all over the place. No. Anyway, Brother Kwame, did you have anything else to add?
Well, I have to share with you, because you were sharing about your daughter when she was in Paris and with that. And my daughter is celebrating her 50th Earth Day. Her solar return is Saturday the 13th. And she texted me this morning and called me when they got up, because it was about 1 o'clock in the morning. What, she's in Tahiti right now for her Earth Day, and going to Bora Bora and another island there. And she was FaceTiming me, showing me the beauty of the sunrise coming up on this island where they're at. And remembering, her memory is that I saw this in National Geographic as a little girl, and remember my daddy watching Adventures in Paradise with my daddy, and they were going to these islands, and I said I wanted to go there. And she's done it, traveling the planet. Her only three places she hasn't been is Australia, the Antarctic, and the Arctic. And those are the next three continents that she's going to visit.
Okay. That sounds like a winner. Like I said, like I told my daughter when she left earlier this year, you know, if you can get over there and everything's copacetic as far as this man-made plan, a.k.a. pandemic, you know, and you don't have to adhere to anything crazy and out of this world and being forced to take vaccines, if everything's cool, roll with it, baby girl. Roll with it, and hey, so far so good. To the point that she's actually considering getting citizenship over there.
Right.
But Mother AZ said, even being over there, and we supposed to be so rich and so land of the free, and places like that, Paris. If you are a citizen, or she became a citizen, she gets free medical care.
Universal health care.
The only thing that she has to pay in anything is only a $25 deductible for anything, emergency room, hospital visit, doctor visit. Well, it's just $25.
Right.
And here's the real snapper that got me. If she doesn't use any medical care during the year, the entire year, she gets, or everybody gets, every citizen gets $4,000 tax-free money.
Oh, wow.
Because they didn't use any medical.
Right.
Ain't that something? Go ahead, Brother Kwame.
I commend her, because this is what my daughter did. She started her own. She works for a corporation, and what she does is she sets up their conferences where they go around wherever they're having a conference for this Fortune 500 company she works for. She sets up their conventions and conferences. And so what she does, she's, what do you call it? I forget the coordinators, whatever, event coordinator. But what she's done is that she got with that and she started her own travel agency. And what she did was is she takes high-end clients like her corporation that she works for and other corporations that come to the conventions. She gets them and she arranges all their travel, hotels, and everything. And so when she gets her perks and her gratuities from these different hotels and airlines for booking with them and setting these companies up with their conferences. She in turn takes that and does her traveling from the comp, whatever you call them, compliments they give to her company. And so this is how she's been able to travel around the world by having her own company that she works the corporation, but she also has her her own travel agency.
So with what she's doing and also what you can consider freelancing for the company, she basically gets points or rewards
from
for bringing or setting up their itinerary.
Right. She gets that, but
okay.
Then she also does it for other companies that are part of that company's managing their funds. She works for a broker or some big brokerage company, one of the five top brokerage companies in the country. And
okay.
So how she gets all of these gratuities or things that they give to her, she gets it by booking and having the relationship. She'll go and visit a hotel in Paris and say, we're going to have a conference here in July, and she coordinates everything with the hotel and the airlines and get everything set up. And then the corporation has it to where everybody flies there for whatever convention they're going to be presenting at. So
okay.
That's how she goes and sets up everything before, and then she gets all of the gratuities that come from the hotel, that comes from the airline, that comes from the caterers and the things she does. So this is how she's been able to travel, because she just did, before she went to Tahiti, she was in Spain and did the Mediterranean cruise, because the companies have these with the cruise line. They're now looking at, you know, they're having conventions on cruise ships.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, she's getting perks and rewards for
right.
all of these different entities that
company.
She's bringing business to them, you know, by way of this company, different plane schedules, hotels, like you said, staying here, making sure everything is booked for the meetings, the gatherings,
but it
the
all,
food. She, right.
But
so,
it all
yeah,
comes
she,
through, yeah, but it all comes through her travel agency.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's the perk that she's getting as far as setting all this up and working with all these people. She's her company and what she's doing, she's getting all the residuals from
right.
all of the work she's putting out. She can
right.
put that right and her company and what she's doing, because basically it's mirroring basically what she's doing for them. So it's not really too much off the scale, if you will, and what she's doing and what she's getting in return. And like I said, it's great. It's great for her business
right.
and great for what she's doing. And best of all, she's getting experience to travel around the world, you know.
Right.
And again,
the other
if she's getting hurt, she's traveling free.
Right. Her and her husband travel. But what I'm looking at is like, Dad, I'm going to do like you. I'm retiring at 55. I'll have my company. I'm retiring from this corporate job at 55. I'll have
right.
enough invested to where my company will be able to
sustain itself.
But I was right, what she's able to
mm-hmm.
sustain herself with.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, well,
oh, yeah.
you did it at 55. I'm going to do it. I got five more years. I said, go ahead. I ain't mad at you.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Bubba Eddie, you want to give your contact info?
Oh, yes. Family, you can reach me at eHarris. 12764@gmail.com. That's eHARRIS 12764@gmail.com.
Okay, thank you. And I can be reached, Toinette, A-N-T-O-I-N-E-T-T-E, 130 at Comcast.net. And with that, don't forget Dry Bones on Sunday at 10 a.m. for the Helios Filios. And that's 10 a.m. Eastern Time. And don't forget the drum at 3 o'clock Eastern Time. No matter where you are in the world, when it's 3 o'clock Eastern Time, we will be drumming. And with that, I want to thank y'all for being with us, and I wish y'all a good night.
And I so sad to net, I have to get a note.
Oh, okay, go ahead.
No, I said I have to get my note for being late.
Oh, you're good. You're good. We appreciate you, Brother Kwame.
Oh, yeah. Like I said, it's better late than never because, again, you're never late. You're always on time whenever you arrive. So peace and love, family.
Yeah.
Peace and love.
Yes. Peace and love, y'all. Have a good
How
one.
Do I... I thought we'd get to see forever, but forever has flown away. It's so hard to say goodbye to yesterday.
I don't know the little girl. yesterday. Oh, talking about yesterday. Love, 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 such an easy game to play. Now I need a place to hide away. Lord, I believe now yesterday. Yesterday.